Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. This is Purple Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is the second of the 3-hour program, and it's October 30th, 2016. Welcome aboard, everyone. Call in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We're going to take the first caller of the second hour because we have a lot to cover. Got to pick up and continue with the concept of a faith-based development of the human species. We have Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Dr. Burke. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. I was hurrying last week to give you all the data to finish this July 26, 2015 resonance point. Chris Stevens was eliminated to hide the Stinger missile orders for the Genie oil field operations in Syria. Hillary is guilty of treason, and the rats of the Electoral College votes determine this week's work. I hope you got a chance to read the deployable deplorables message from last week in the District 7 3-year-old Nuremberg follow-up information I sent at 6 a.m. this morning, if you get a chance to look at it. It's very important.
Yeah, I'll definitely be, haven't been close to a computer screen for
several
hours.
Yeah, that's okay, but it's the third leg of the stool just came in last night, and it changes essentially the next 2 or 3 months between when the Electoral College count occurs in January. After about 3 hours of sleep, the genocide for this death panel case, for anyone that's stolen $1.2 million in theft of the stuff from 6 a.m., you know, gets the death penalty. So there's $300,000 per hour email is kind of making Google's AI Gatorade probably exhausted. The stuff on Thursday with the Bundys is probably why Obama canceled all of his $300,000 per hour trips until the election.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to know that I think that the thing we were working on last year, the de jure leg, is in its operative phase now. And so that means that any of the current system, even with the election fraud and stuff, might only last 2 or 3 more months. So, you know, Hillary's guilty of 18 U.S.C. violations, 201, 208, 371, 1001, 1341, 1343, 1349, 1505, 1519, 1621, 1905, 1924, 2071, 7201, and 7212. So any of those Electoral College votes are a treasonous vote right now. And it's so the strategy would be is to basically just when all the voters go in, try and basically get all the state attorney generals to basically vote by paper and then essentially leave some information that you want to have the state attorney generals impeach Obama, Clinton, Lynch, and Comey. And what you'll see is all the rats on Friday after this Thursday determination of the Bundys.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the news cycle changed, is my thoughts.
Yeah, okay? I agree with you. And,
game changer, right.
Yeah, it is. And because of my situation, I was on high level with Uncle Sam for the past 2 days. But the thing is that when you use the word impeach, my private view is that impeachment is not good enough.
Well, that's the initial phase. That's the initial phase. Because all these things are District 7, these are your District 7 three-year genocide trials.
Yeah. Right. Remember I was talking about this 3 years ago. Right. Remember I was talking about the Nuremberg.
Right. You've got someone to help you from the 6 a.m. Email if you look at it.
Oh, I know, and I will look at it, and I can tell her. Thing. By the way, since we're in front of God and everybody, I got to give a shout-out to this lady, Anna.
Yeah, she's done a lot of work with a lot of people, and there's a lot of military intelligence guys that are actually helping some of the research, and one of the people that I was trying to give you
She's doing a good job as you are, and that's going to be needed in a bigger way.
Right.
That
email last year, Dr. Parker, that was the cocaine email from September. That ties to all the historical analogy of the Carl Edward Wagner that was probably chloramined in the early 90s because he was an anti-statist against the medical establishment.
Yeah.
So the book I remember the most, based on your talk today, that I've kept with me since 73 when I first read it, the title is, and this kind of goes with our project, Death Angel Shadow, and the three titles in the book were Reflections for the Wintering of My Soul, Cold Light, and then Mirage. So that was a sense of reason
for last
September.
Yeah,
it's kind of interesting. And just I wanted to add that because of what you brought up about your the poetry and stuff. There's a poem in the very entrance of that book that basically goes into very similar details. So I thought it was just kind of interesting because I thought about that this morning.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, listen, Jeff, thank you very much. And this is ongoing. And the way I see it, we have to kick it up high now. Because our nation's at stake, our souls are at stake, and I'm not being religious on anybody when I say that, but it's true.
Yeah.
And it's like the EPA director giving the directive to say that we to live as we used to live in 1899, and means it. And just think about that. Somebody making a real statement like that as to how you live. It's fascinating, but this is the way the social progressive communists are going. And in my opinion, anybody who wishes to vote for Hillary is up to them. It's a free country.
Right.
But remember, they got Saul Alinsky and 27 years of a killing machine.
Right.
That's what you're voting for.
Yeah,
and that's tough.
The whole thing about it is all the cast of characters on the Hunt for Red November at this point, Dr. Parker.
Yeah.
It's full steam ahead. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Good luck on that task this week.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you, bye.
One of the things about the medical malpractice issues that occur with the Hillary Clinton system. There's some work that's been done by Gerald Giolone, Dr. Giolone, who has a treatise that gives some ideas as to what's happening with the health issue of Hillary Clinton. So you can't make diagnosis of people, off the cuff. You just can't do it. But he has a good regimen on the Q-Covin and on the blood thinner, which is well known that it inhibits clotting. But the thing is, I like his treatise on terms of hypothyroidism with a concussion and the cerebral venous thrombus history. I find this fascinating. My best guess is that the survey that was done by the EMA, there were 250 physicians, and I was on that survey. They're saying that there's about 71% of us who felt this was an internal survey, so it's not a public survey, that Clinton's health problems were serious, but and they could be disqualifying. There are other issues which I'm not going to talk about today. I'm going to save that for next Sunday because voting day is that Monday next week. That'll be quite shocking to you, I think. If you think you know, then that's great. You can walk away, have yourself a shot of whiskey, do whatever the hell you do, and enjoy life, you know, that type of story. But the country's in deep trouble. You know, in 1991, I have to admit this, I was in New Mexico. And I was at the in Santa Fe at the Santa Fe Institute. Never thought I'd admit this, and I was never to talk about it, but it's time. And it, the Santa Fe Institute is actually a think tank. And it has in it physicists and Nobel Prize people in economics and physics. It was the beginning of actually quantum physics. And, of course, you have the Goldman Sachs, Solomon Brothers, Citicorp. They all flew in from London, I remember, and New York. They all assembled. We all came in. In those days, private planes were not as up-to-date as they are today. And it was, to have any kind of phone or computer on a plane was considered quite advanced. Uncle Sam was doing me a big favor. Those were the days that we... Santa Fe Institute... And they occurred on Indian reservations because it's government land. We discussed nonlinear dynamics to have traditional analytical tools to explain random data. And there was a, I believe that Goldman Sachs is... going to be bailed out in a few days. This is Hillary Clinton did her talk there in Goldman Sachs last year. But in my time, Goldman Sachs, in terms of computers that were being developed for future patent work on random data, were involved in the idea of having physics and economics marry each other in terms of the Princeton University professor who won the Nobel Prize for condensed matter physics, Philip Anderson. And my presentation was based upon the development of cell structure of humans and animals, as we know it in mammals, and plants. That was very new then. Norman Packard, who was in the University of Illinois, was there, felt it was a new tool. They nominated me for the Nobel Prize, which I'll probably get. You get that list as long. I was there in 91. And there were four of us that were on the list. And, of course, those, you know, this is 2016. But... I said, why? I said, the thing, I'm just trying to work a new memory system with the brain as plants and humans can think, in my opinion, based upon nanomagnetic fields. And they said, well, we want you to apply it to the Latin American debt crisis as a new math model, and which is costing Citicorp and other banks billions of dollars a week at that time. And so we went together on that kind of project. And I know where the project is, and I'm not supposed to talk about where the project is at this time. But the present election is going is between two people, as you know. But I'll make a short story of it for you. Trump gets it. See, I've interviewed him three times, and he's figured out the neural networks. He understands there's a genetic algorithm. He understands the algorithms of the basic genetics. It's kind of sad that the public doesn't realize how sharp he is. He sought me out on the water, and he caught on. I think that Norman Packer of University of Illinois told him that. He said, Parker's over there, and he's figuring out how water's memory and DNA will be on a drop of water. You better get in on that. So Trump's all in. Because if that happens, you are now going to be able to form and save the diagnostic world into be able to doing what is called nano-dogalogs, they're going to be called, which will change civilization, in my idea, and civilization for the better. And the idea of the present society, as we know it, will be based upon the concept of artificial intelligence and physics. And when this happens, and it will, you will change the way human organs are taken from animal bodies because the genetic code of people are changing. So in other words, if you look at the way people innovate, the patent office has done some patent data to show that various strategies for invention are going to change. In other words, there is a process of social networks in the brain that will develop the way human beings interact for innovation itself. I plan to be a large part of that. As soon as I finish out what I'm doing to live. And it's the idea of business innovation will be based upon not just the function of artificial intelligence as we know it. It's going to be based upon the idea of a new form of thinking by which the brain will be centralized within a new system of looking at knowledge itself on a cellular level. If you look at the way a person thinks in terms of their paradigms, in other words, what they see and what they feel, you will see that each form of thought will be based upon artificial intelligence with a separate DNA code in the brain. And IBM will have a new computer of artificial intelligence for the whole world. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and I just realized what the time is. Oh boy, do we have a lot to cover yet. But I'm happy that we have Mark from Philadelphia. Mark, are you there? Want to make sure I get you on.
Good morning, Dr. Parker. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge you. Every time I listen to you, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. I'm not always able to listen to you, but then a good friend of mine, Mike in South Carolina, reminds me, hey, you can listen to Dr. Parker on the archive. So I listened to last week's show. It was incredible. And I was like, wow, this guy, you know, I want to acknowledge you because you are a genius. But, you know, and your scientific people might say, well, he's a scientific genius and this and this. And I'm like, well, yeah, but you know what came to me a few minutes ago? You're a soul detective, and even more important, you're a guardian of the soul of man. And I want to acknowledge you for that. Thank you very much for the great work you've done before and you're doing, and you're trying to inform us all and put the pieces of this puzzle together. Now, what's interesting also, I believe in synchronicity, and before today's show, I was saying, well, what am I going to ask Dr. Parker? And lo and behold, this morning, the first hour, you were talking about exactly what I was going to ask you about, and it relates to my life personally. And real quick, I happen to have been adopted, okay? So I'm now 55 years old. I was born on November 9th, 1960, the day that JFK found out he was the next president. Within the same hour I was born. Anyway, not that that makes it any big deal, but the thing is that having been adopted, I knew nothing about my family heritage, okay? I have less than 10 people, blood relatives that I can count right now. But anyway, I knew my original father's name, and he was German, and so I traced it back. But before I get to this point, I want to share this. When I was growing up, I was really good at school, all subjects. I really loved history. But when it came up to the subject of the Civil War, which I knew very little about consciously or cognitively, I thought it was abhorrible. I thought it was the stupidest thing, and I didn't want to go into it. I didn't like it at all, although I did good at it. I just didn't like it. Okay, it was a bad taste in my mouth, and I was like, what the world is going on with that? At age 33, I had a. It also happens that in my earlier upbringing, part of the reason why I was adopted was my.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, in my earlier upbringing, I had trauma and drama from the original family and all of this. Okay. So the thing is that that when I was age 33, I had kind of like a breakdown to a breakthrough experience where I actually was walking in a field of young men and boys suffering and dying, and it was the Civil War, and it was as if I was there. And I was like, what in the world? Why would I have a memory like that, right? But then it kind of connected to the deal about me not about having a bad taste in my mouth about the Civil War when I was growing up, right? But get this. I recently found out that my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War. He was in the Pennsylvania Regiment. He was born in Reading in 1843. He served in the Civil War, and he was a prisoner of war in Andersonville, Georgia. So the question I have for you, Dr. Parker, is this thing of memory, does our DNA carry the memory of our forefathers, both good and bad, the trauma? Are we carrying the trauma of our forefathers at the DNA level?
Yes. And I want to hold you over. The break is going to come up in seconds. But I'm going to give you, I can only give you 2 to 3 minutes after the break.
Sure, that's
and
good.
There's something I need to tell you.
Okay.
And yes, well, the genetics is the genetic memory is also part of the genetics that are of the brain itself. So, in other words, the brain is a function only 8 hours after. 8 hours after conception, they're the first signals that go to the genetic code for the formation of the frontal part of the brain. That's Dr.
Uh-huh.
But what happens is there's a change of the RNA, which is a ribonucleic acid, which is called its non-coding. Now, the non-coding of the RNA is not supposed to happen, but it happened 4 million years ago in the development of DNA analysis. And this is where you come in. Can you stay on for just a couple minutes? Are you there?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways. And Mark, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Good. I have only a couple minutes on this, and I want to do it justice. I'm gonna change the sentence structure because I was giving you the codes in the ribocleic acid in the humans. This is it's called an extra coding RNA, and it's a separate layer of RNA that 4 billion years ago, from studies that have been done of Earth products, the RNA died, and then life formed really from the sea, and then came onto land according to the codes and the proteases that have been found. But there was a part of that life, for the development from fish to human, that stayed in the sea. And this is all through mythologies, through centuries of writings and paintings and carvings and things of this sort. Now, what happened when they hit the land? There's some land organics that went back into the sea. This is going on right now with killer whales, by the way, as we speak. They're deciding in the sea to divide themselves into the different species. Now, here's where we get into, I'm going to extend your vision into you. Now, what happens is this, is that I believe, and the strongest that I can believe it, I have a lot of reason to know this is true, what I'm saying, so people, I'm not politically correct here, as you know. The soul has its own code. So in other words, when you're born, you are taking on the essence of that energy I was talking about, the electromyography that I had done on myself, which goes out to 150 feet. The aura system is supposed to go 20 feet in magnetic fields for different colors. The ancients had 12 chakras of the body, so therefore there's different energy systems by which to go through the meridians of the body. That's all been documented. In fact, if you can take an MRI scan, you're really photographing your aura of your organs. That's what an MRI is about. So the emotion of what you have just depicted of your grandfather is an emotion which has been caught in one of your organs. Now, the subconscious mind knows what organ it is. And you can determine this by touch on your body. I'm very fortunate to be able to know how to do this with people. And I never advertise it or anything of that sort. When I get into my clinical trial seminars, when I get back into that, I'll be doing a lot of that. And this emotion is trapped within this extra coding RNA, which came back into the evolutionary tree approximately 1 billion years ago. So when the frontal part of the brain is developed in embryology, there's the heart beats first. And because the heart is the organ that works first, there's a rhythm of the first 8 beats of the embryo, and that gives the signal to the forebrain of the brain to develop. That signal is part of a gene system, which is called FOS-ECRNA. Now, this is a mechanism by which you can transfer one gene signal of emotion by skipping a generation. This is where you're getting the most up-to-date science to the minute right now. A soul can accept or reject that signal. If that soul decides that it wants to accept that signal, then it is always with you giving that information 24/7. That is now.
So are you saying that my great great grandfather is seeking to communicate with me even now over time and over space?
Yes,
and over.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So what's happening?
That's what I feel, Dr. Parker. That's what I feel. I feel that.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not even. I'm currently in Philadelphia. I'm 60 miles away from Reading. I have no family here, no connection, and I'm like, I'm that close to where my great great grandfather was born. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredible.
I'm giving you the up to date, the absolute stuff that the public, you know, doesn't touch. But this is part of my world that I'm developing for what I called functional medicine, the real thing.
Let me ask you one thing, Dr. Parker. Is it from what I've gathered, and I'm not the scientist that you are. I'm a lifelong student, always wanting, seeking to learn new. But is it true that we have codons that are in our DNA that are lying dormant, that are waiting to be awakened? Is that true or not?
That's what I'm telling you now. That's exactly what I've just told you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And the thing is that the capture of that the capture of that emotion is also tied with the capture of the spirit emotion of the soul. So it's part, not only do you have the soul transfer within the encoding of the DNA, but you call actually what this is really called is the epigenetics of memory. I'm writing a separate book on this subject, so the thing is that's what it's called, the epigenetics of memory is what I'm calling it. So the thing is, because you're missing that other generation that jumps, that's important information, because what happens is that is always attempting to speak with you internally, and it's in one of your organs. It can be in your lung, it can be in your kidney, it can be anywhere. And so what the soul is doing is protecting that organ. And that organ is connected with the vision of, in your case, the Civil War sequence. Now, let's going to take this step further. Let's take this a step further. What's going on here is the fact that it's not just a soul transfer that's occurring. It is a rebirth of you from the soul epigenetic message, and that's where I am. And then that's why in stem cell research I have figured out the concept of the activation of the stem cell to have a memory by light. That is the invention of the pen light that I've put together, so I can dictate what organ that stem cell is going to go to after it's grown. Okay? Now, so you know what the light is. The light is the memory in light. So by accident, and this is the advanced research that's still going on, is the fact that the memory is in the light. And you know, I'm going to tell you a little dark secret over in front of a vast audience here on Parker Pathways and RBN. Do you remember when you were growing up, you heard from the Bible, they'd say, in Genesis, it says, let there be light.
Yes.
It's only one sentence, one verse. And for years and years and years, I walked around not knowing what the hell it meant, you know. And then as the time went along, I realized when I was getting involved with NASA that the whole thing was the fact that the way the communication system is, like that is one of the things I was going to talk about today, where people say, well, there can't be any extraterrestrials or there can't be any other life. But you see, when Einstein did the dark hole matter and using the idea of the dark hole tube, the process of the message of energy, they like all the people say there can't be another energy for the body, well then light is energy, but light is thought. That's what we've come up with. So the whole process of the idea, when you say let there be light, the universe was created by light, not by molecule. Number two, all, and I just gave on the first hour what the elites want to have for human bodies, because they want to use dead people as part of a revenue source. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that that whole basis of what's in your body is the same thing as a meteorite. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So in other words, when you go to the hospital, you get isotonic saline, you're getting 8% out of the salt and sugar, see? That's what you get from the ocean. When you're born, you have lumigo hair, which is wiped off of your body. Very quickly, it falls off in the way the evolution is now, but the gills on your neck close within a nanosecond. The gills that you have, that have from fish. So
okay.
We have gills, we have hair, we have the process, but we also, and this is why you hear me say all the time on Parker Pathways, when you're born, you know everything. You know the cosmos. You know the genetic code, you know the process. Now here we take it to the fourth level. The soul goes for or against you based upon its determination and how it wants to activate that information. So the soul is the soul that is of your grandfather is helping you with the soul of yourself to get the information that's necessary for you to go to the next level for that chakra.
So it's not an accident or it's on purpose that my soul is reaching back because I had such a desire to know who I was when others who know who supposedly know who they are and have all their grandma, grandparents and all this, I didn't have any of that. But my at a deep level, I wanted to know, and it just, anyway, yeah.
I'm giving you the, you're right. And the thing, but keep in mind that the soul considers you ready. Now, let's take it another step. To have the soul within the confines of the genetic code coming through, you have a higher source, and I call it, of course, it's subconscious memory. Keep in mind, that's key information. That the subconscious knows which organ it is, it knows which code it is, it knows what emotion is trapped within your body to be able to make that conversion to the epigenetics of memory. It knows that. So it has to have another channel of energy which has been termed on Earth as such things as godlike, or, you know, they call it the gold light, L-I-G-H-T, like the energy field. I call it the cosmic consciousness, and I mean it when I say that, because if everything started with light, that's why I've been successful with these breakthroughs in stem cell. The thing is that if the cosmos was developed by light, it's considered, what is it, 0.4 of a nanosecond, the whole galaxy was formed, and there are how many galaxies we have now? 55 trillion? That was the figure That's 2 weeks ago. I had it on the show, on the program. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that, you see, we're so confined on the Earth, we don't think everything else matters, and we have our little selves walking around, and we think that we're really a hot turd, you know? But actually, right. We're just a spark of that light, which I call soul light. That's what I've named it. I'm sure somebody else has done that, but I call it soul light. And that's what you and I are talking about right now. We are talking about the creation of your soul for a new genetic code being transferred to the development of your grandfather, giving you information that's necessary for, it could be, for the transformation of the determination of life itself. That's normally what souls try to do. They work it through.
So, Dr. Parker, so our enemy, the dark side, is my take on it is they are seeking to destroy our DNA. They're assaulting our DNA and our memory of who we are as a consciousness,
in the real world. That's what the research is about. That's what the formation of, I open my show, is it's the killing of God.
So is my great great grandfather tickling me in such a way to wake me up to prepare for a transformation that is coming? Is that what we're
That's absolutely right. The thing is that because it's giving. The soul transfer that's occurring is not science fiction. It has to do with something that your grandfather sees as the time that you're ready, which I call the godlike, you know, energy field. It feels that you're ready, and no one has these things happen until the soul is deciding. Within their system, which is an energy field, which you can see with the proper instrumentation. In fact, you can see it in the old days. I used to be able to take what is called Corellian photography, which is very primitive today, but it's very functional, where you take with infrared pictures of the aurora of your hand. And you can read, actually, the code of your body from the vibrations of the emanence of the energy from your hand. It was developed by Dr.
Yes.
Corellian.
All right. Well, listen, Dr. Parker, I very much appreciate it because this is actually a breakthrough for me, because I've been praying for a breakthrough of understanding.
Well, I'm really glad you called, because I think I'm giving you the real science. We're not talking about, you know, some certificate accredited course or something. You know what I mean?
Right, right. I'm going to leave you with a phrase
that I was going to use today on the show, and I'm already an hour and a half into the show. I'm almost 2 hours into a 3-hour show here. But okay. I'm going to tell you, this is what I was going to give, and this is the time to give it to you. It's called the thought for the day. I always have a thought for the day. This was said by Adlai Stevenson, who was an American statesman. Quote, "You can tell the size of a man by the size of the thing he makes him mad."
Tell the size of a man by the size. Oh, wow.
It makes him mad. In other words,
by the way, Dr. Parker, Adlai Stevenson and I have the same birthday, November 9th, I believe.
Well, yeah, maybe there you
very
go.
Very interesting.
Serendipity.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hello, everyone. This is the second live hour, and I hope Mike from Texas is still on there. Are you still with us, Mike, I hope?
Yes, we are.
Thank you very much for holding, and because I had to walk that caller through something very important. That was advanced.
Well, it was good for him and informative for us.
Yeah.
I have several what I call short questions, and I don't need a conversation back and forth other than like to get through my questions. Like when I sit through PhD book reviews in different places, I'm always getting the reference to objects have a frequency. And so my question is, well, if they have a frequency, what medium is that frequency being transmitted, activated in? Is it RF? Is it another energy format?
As which objects? Because everyone has a frequency. Go ahead.
Well, you can pick anything that you know or have experience with. They say, well, a telephone has a frequency. A rock has a frequency. A living organism has it. So I say, well, gee, I'd love to tune into that frequency. What instrumentation do I need to do that?
Yeah, there's some people. There are some people that actually can do that with their sensitive enough to do it through their fingertips. It's really quite amazing. One of the basis of frequencies is radiation in the water, because we're drinking radiation on this earth right now. That's why a lot of people are dying. And of course you use a Geiger counter to do that, but you can also each atom within itself is in constant movement. You take the water molecule itself, which is the basis of life on this planet. You got H2O, as it's put. Well, you've got two hydrogen on each side of the oxygen, and the reason the water molecule has the frequency is that, which you can find by stereometric measurements, and they're putting in a spirometer, which measures the frequency of the vibration. Well, the two hydrogens are always bouncing back and forth through the oxygen, and they're at a 145 degree angle. So this means that they can take on another molecule without deteriorating the H2O. When that other product hits that water molecule and it absorbs one hydrogen to balance it, that's creating an electromagnetic field. So most frequencies are measured by electromagnetic fields, and each one of them have ohms. They have what are called pocs, which are squared mathematically to determine the amount of vibration. And everything that's solid is really moving. So those molecules are just packed in there together to make that table or to make that chair or to make whatever you're picking up at the moment. But it's all...
So you're saying all frequencies is basically still a electromagnetic oscillation.
Yeah. So those are really highly measurable, and that happens to be a very important question you're asking. That's a question of life itself.
Well, the other question I had was this. I always hear references to everything as information.
My second hour is up. If you'd like, you can hang on.
Yeah, I'll hang on because I've got two.
Well, the thing is, I've got three shows coming in on one, and I want to get you in. It's calling number.
Okay, well, I'll hang on. Thank you.
393-443.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.